You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
The theme this week on this radio program has been disorder in New York. And I played you the clip from WABC, from the Katz and Cosby show. Sid used it in the morning. I played it last night about former Governor Cuomo saying that we have to do this, we have to do that. And he is the architect of the insane Nobel law. And Kochel is just as bad as him. And so is the legislature in Albany and the people who run New York City. Now, in the national program tonight, I am going to do this story about the two police officers in the Bronx who were attacked by three men and beaten. Okay, I'm going to give you all the details just a few moments from now. You might have heard about this story. The DA in the Bronx is an uber liberal named Darcelle Clark. All right, she rivals the other DAs as far as being left-wing. They try to left-wing each other. I mean, Bragg's the worst in Manhattan, but Darcelle right behind her. Darcelle asked for bail on this crime, second-degree assault of a police officer. This is bad. And I'm going to tell you why, what happened again in a few minutes. The judge, Eugene Bowen, another unbelievable left-wing guy, denies the bail and lets these guys out. Okay? They're both young black men. Now, the reason this no bail thing happened is because the far-left progressive movement says if you punish black people, you are racist. So you can't punish them. That's the philosophy. So these guys, I can't even imagine. My grandfather was a New York City police officer in the 1920s and 30s. He carried a billy club. I have that club. It is well used. Okay? Now, we're going to run video of this attack on the cops coming up. Now, you can't see it on the radio, but if you go to my website, BillO'Reilly.com, you'll be able to see it. This is horrific. And Judge Bowen says, no, I'm not holding him. That is why we have all this disorder in New York City and throughout New York State. Now, this could never have happened in Nassau County, where I am. All right, the DA never would have done that here. Ever in a million years would that have happened. But you cross that line, and I don't think Melinda Katz would have put up with that in Queens either. I don't know how much Ms. Katz has over the judges, how much sway. But it's not Darcelle Clark's fault this time around. She asked for the bail. Now, these guys are supposed to show up December 18th. We're going to monitor that, see if they show up to Bronx Criminal Court. And there's one guy still on the loose. And I don't know why he hasn't been taken into custody because there's cameras all over the place on this thing. So it was three against two. Now, my sources say that they were smoking pot on the subway platform. You're not supposed to smoke anything. Cops did not release that information, but I believe it's true. But this is so outrageous. I can't, If I were a New York City police officer and somebody attacked me, and the cops didn't draw their weapons, by the way, okay, I might have. But I don't know if they're even allowed to draw their weapons if they're attacked by fists. But if I were a cop and somebody attacked me and then they were out on the street 3 hours later, I'd be rethinking the job. This is what caused the unbelievable descent of public order in New York City, the Nobel Law. And that's right on Cuomo and Hochul and the idiot legislatures in Albany. And you don't hear Adam screaming about it. Adam should have been out there with the cops and the union guys and everything else screaming about this. It's that bad.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.